You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We pick up on a development, a story that has come through and also on the headlines of the Star newspaper, the issue of allowing children to make up their own mind after about getting vaccinated. This afternoon, we're joined by Professor Kevin Barons, Director of Fitz Stephen Biko Center of Bioethics. Professor Kevin, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Professor Kevin, tell us, you know, that kids 12 to 17 can receive vaccinations now and won't need consent. Do you foresee issues arising with this?
So I suspect mostly no. I think in the vast majority of cases, children tend to be raised in the beliefs of their parents, the values of their parents. And so I guess mostly we won't have a problem. But I do see potential for problems where a child and the parents disagree. And of course, that can work both ways. So you could have a child who does not want to be vaccinated and the parents might want them to, or the other way around. And then clearly it could lead to quite a lot of conflict within families, sort of least serious cases. And unfortunately, in some more serious cases, I mean, you could have violence, you could have abandonment of children. This has happened in the past. And then I guess we could also find some conflict with the state. So I think there is some potential for parents protesting and the like, and possibly even legal challenges.
So what happens as it with this development? You know, if you have an anti-vaxxer, parent says no to the kids wanting to take the vaccine, or vice versa. If the kid says no, but the pro-vaxxer parent insists, where does it leave each one at the stage?
So if the parents are insisting on vaccination and the child at the site of the vaccination refuses to give consent, they would not be able to go ahead with the vaccination, whatever the parents say, because they have the right to give consent in that situation. The other way around, parents can actually do nothing to stop it. Other than, I mean, trying to put obstacles in the way of the child, for instance, you know, not providing them with transport or something of that nature. But theoretically, the children can go and be vaccinated without their parents' knowledge and without their consent altogether. Remember that confidentiality also tracks consent. So if you have the right to consent, you have the right to confidentiality about your treatment. So children would not have to tell their parents, and parents wouldn't be able to ask.
Yes. You know, Professor Kevin, are kids emotionally ready to make a decision of this magnitude on their own from the age of 12? You know, what is your opinion in that matter?
A difficult question, because it's kind of needs empirical answers. It needs evidence to know exactly what they are capable of emotionally. But I think, incidentally, you know, based on sort of what we know about children generally, I think some are probably quite capable emotionally, and others aren't. And I think some children will be happy to do whatever their parents say, even though they might regret it later on in their lives. Where it's going to be particularly complicated is that some, especially with children going through puberty, is that this week they might be happy to do what their parents want, and next week they might take a completely different position. And again, you know, there is certainly a space for some conflict.
Yes, and in terms of you know, fighting the pandemic and dealing with the issue with the vaccination of children, you know, what sort of a role is that going to play?
The vaccination of children, yeah. So there's a lot of debate about it, and I think the main reason for the debate right now is because firstly, there's the decision that under 15s will only get one dose. And there are questions by some senior vaccinologists about whether that's worth it at all, because then that's not actually going to necessarily be of any help. There's concerns, I think, about the fact that, you know, basically the main reason that you're vaccinating children is to prevent them from passing it on to others, rather than necessarily to prevent them from getting serious illness. Not to say that they can't, But as you know, the numbers are very low as far as that is concerned. And there's some people who think that we should be focusing our attention on getting those who are most vulnerable, which would certainly mean those over the age of 60 and even over 50, and with comorbidities, getting vaccines to them. So there's been some criticism that perhaps what's happening now is that it's finding a way to get doses into arms because they're not getting enough adults responding.
Yes. So those are the various issues at the table. Professor Kevin, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon. Your time appreciated.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.